He was the first Muslim to ascend to the presidency as a vice president.
Mr. Speaker, this man was so disciplined that when there is a function and you give him 9 o'clock, he'll be sitting there at exactly 9.
No wonder that he champions discipline in our society. If we could continuously be playing that advert where somebody who was supposed to be mad could be caning a supposedly sane person because he was pissing at the wrong place, this society would change.
Mr. Speaker, it is true that indiscipline has eaten into the fabric of our society, such that what we usually refer to as the family values have been lost on us. Seriously, Mr. Speaker, he was a family man, such that he sponsored people who had no blood relationship with him. He espoused the value of the true Ghanaian. If you go to the north and many parts of Ghana, everybody is your brother and your sister.
We've known the late Aliu Mahama for several reasons and things that he did. He was a man of many parts. This was a successful businessman, a contractor, a farmer. In that category, he gave employment to many people. I want us to learn from his example. This is a man who went to the university, obtained his degree, and yet he went into farming. Mr. Speaker, the former vice president left a legacy, the legacy of discipline. Mr. Speaker, we are told that he was very time conscious, that any time he had an occasion, he was always on time to deliver his message. Mr. Speaker, when we were young, we had a book called 30 for Boys and Girls. And in that book, a lot of messages were given to us, how we should behave, how we should be disciplined. I wish that that book is brought back and used in our schools for our children to learn that discipline is key. But he was the one, the only one who became vice president for 8 years. He ran the 2 terms. Mr. Speaker, if he was not disciplined, I don't believe that he could have been vice president of this nation and go through the 2 terms. Mr. Speaker, he has left a lot of lessons for us to learn, particularly with the young politicians. We should take on board that discipline can lead us to heights.